Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this morning comes from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter, which you heard read earlier. It has been said that everything that has a beginning also has an ending. Today, the church year that began on the first Sunday in Advent a year ago comes to an end. The beginning of the new church year is next Sunday. Today is the end. It is the last Sunday of the church year. And the last Sunday of the church year always reminds us of the coming of Judgment Day. Everything that has a beginning also has an ending. In the beginning, God spoke everything into existence, all things visible and invisible, as you just confessed in the Nicene Creed. And the day is coming soon when all things visible and invisible, the world as we know it, will be coming to an end, no longer in existence. And just how soon might that be? Well, Jesus has already told us concerning that day and that hour. No one knows except for the Father in heaven. But please know, right now, you and I are living in the last days. In our gospel text, Jesus says, in those days, after that tribulation, those days that Jesus is speaking of are the end time days, these days that we are living in now, right here. The writer to the Hebrews gives us insight. He writes, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. So if the Bible teaches that the last days are marked by God's Son speaking to us, these last days began 2,000 years ago when the Word became flesh to dwell among us. These days are those days, the last days. I just keep saying that because it's fun. And as I said in my All Saints Day sermon a few weeks ago, you know that there is tribulation in the world. All you have to do is look at your life and your circumstances. Every Christian experiences tribulation, pain, suffering, the death of loved ones, the testing of your faith. So in these last days, there's nothing more important than to hear the Word of God, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest God's holy Word. Jesus' word is truth. Jesus' words are eternal life. In our text this morning, Jesus puts it all in perspective. Everything that has a beginning also has an ending. The world as we know it is temporary. Jesus says that in those days the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. The days of all the cosmos are numbered, just as your days and mine are numbered. Everywhere you look, you're reminded that things wear out. That snap, crackle, and pop you hear in the morning is not your breakfast cereal. It's your body reminding you that you are aging. Your body is wearing out. And it's not just your body, your shoes, your clothing, appliances, automobiles, they all break down. Who hasn't had to spend hours and hours and dollars upon dollars in home repair, replacing things that have worn out? In last week's gospel, Jesus and his disciples were coming out of the temple, and the disciples were remarking at the glorious grandeur of those big stones and those beautiful buildings. So Jesus told them they had an end. He foretold of the annihilation of when all those buildings would be destroyed. and not one of those huge giant stones would be left lying on top of another. Jesus was teaching them of the coming destruction of Jerusalem in the year 70 AD, but he's also pointing much further forward to the many things that would happen in those last days, those days before Judgment Day. Now, Jesus does not describe this chaotic imagery so that you are afraid and go run and hide in fear of Judgment Day. No, he has given you the whole counsel of his holy word so that you long for the last day, that you look forward to that day with hope and eager expectation, waiting for the heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Jesus tells you these things so that you can yearn for the great day when Christ, who was raised from the dead, who is seated at the right hand of the Father with all authority, he will come with that authority and glory and great clouds to gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heaven. The one who created the world, who redeemed the world and restored the world by his death and resurrection, is coming back. He's coming back to judge the living and the dead. For all who trust in Christ for salvation, their destination is eternal life. For all those who are apart from Christ, theirs is eternal damnation. Now, there are many people in the world who think that talk of end times is just a bunch of religious superstition, a bunch of pearl-clutching Christians. They prefer to get back to their eating and drinking because tomorrow they may die. Others are unsure about the end. Will it really happen or not? Because, well, gee, Jesus said he was coming really soon, and it's already been 2,000 years. Perhaps he has forgotten. Perhaps he really didn't mean it. So since he isn't here yet, he's probably not going to come. But many others fear the last day. They fear the end. So they listen to false prophets trying to get their ducks in a row. They listen to those who interpret current events in light of biblical signs. These false prophets hope to pinpoint that day that no one knows, that hour that no one knows. Except there, put a big mark on it on the calendar. Yep, it's that day right there. And you can read their books, their timelines, their calculations, and all their predictions. And every one of them so far has failed. And every time one of their prognostications is proven untrue, well, you know, it was the math. I didn't do my math correctly, or I misunderstood this one sign in Scripture. They always have an answer. And at the same time, many are led away from the truth taught in Scripture, wandering off into myths and false doctrine. While it has been said that everything that has a beginning also has an ending, Jesus has other words for that statement. In our text, he says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. You see, Jesus has no beginning. Therefore, he has no ending. St. John's Gospel tells us that Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All of the created grass withers. All of the created flowers will fade. But the word of our God will endure forever. As we confess in the Athanasian Creed, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all three persons of the Trinity are uncreated. They have no beginning. They have no end. They're infinite and eternal. So in these last days, there's nothing more important than hearing the word of God, as recorded in Holy Scripture. Because when you have God's word and grasp hold in faith, you're not only armed with everything you need to know about the last day, God's living and active word works faith and salvation within you. That last day is indeed coming soon. And when that day comes, you cannot plead ignorance. You have been warned by Jesus. He says, be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. You have been warned. Jesus gives you three imperatives in that short section of scripture. Hear them again. Be on guard, stay awake. Therefore, stay awake. What I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. It's like he's trying to point out a pattern here. It's important. Three times he repeats himself. Jesus wants you to be awake and watching for his return. And if your eyes are focused on Jesus and his word, you won't be led off into myths and false doctrines and unbelief. When your body wears out and fails you, when trials and tribulations and horrible things happen in the world, persecutions attack, be on guard. Stay awake. Jesus is coming. The devil is out there lurking, hoping to lull you to sleep. We talked about it downstairs. Little by little, little deceptions, he lulls you into sleep and leads you off into doubt and despair. But what about the wars and rumors of wars? When terrorists attack and there's natural disasters and disease and COVID, and you're tempted to believe that God has abandoned you, forgotten you, or just doesn't really care about you. The devil is trying to lull you to sleep. So stay awake. Be on guard. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. Jesus will return. He is coming soon. In Jesus' illustration, the man going on a journey is Jesus is the man who's going on a journey. The church is the home that the man goes away from, and you and all believers are the servants. The first point that Jesus makes is that all believers in the church are to stand guard. He may return at any moment. The first century Christians believed that Jesus would return in their lifetime. They lived in that hope and expectation. They kept waiting and watching and longing for his appearing. And the message to you and me is, it's the same for us in the church today as it was 2,000 years ago. Jesus is coming soon. If it was soon 2,000 years ago, it's really soon now. Be built up and assured by God's holy word. It is in God's word that the Holy Spirit works in you and enlightens you with God's gifts and sanctifies you and keeps you in the true faith until Jesus returns. Receive his words of daily comfort and be reminded of his promises. And then stay on guard. Stay awake, especially stay awake here in worship. That's what all pastors want to say. Stay awake in worship where our Lord comes to you to strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting by means of his word and sacrament. And having received his gracious mercy, his forgiveness of sins, as a regenerated child of God, you can now forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven you. You can love others as God loves you. Serve others as God in Christ has served you, as you have received the good news of salvation in Christ, share it with others. Jesus is coming soon. Let them hear the call so that they may stay awake and know of Christ and be prepared for his return on the last day, because the last day is coming soon. The signs are all around us. We are living in those days, these last days. But that doesn't mean it's going to be easy for the believer. The body wears out. The world wears out. Things go wrong. There are trials and tribulations. But do not be afraid. Jesus is with you to the very end of the age. And Christ is coming soon with righteous judgment to take you and all believers home to live with him in glory for all eternity. Everything that has a beginning has an ending. And unless Jesus returns really soon, it is true, this body that you live in will wear out. The heart will find its end. And your body will be placed in the ground. And your soul will be delivered into heaven to be with our Lord. But that is not the end. That is only the beginning. Because on the last day, Jesus will return in the clouds with great power and glory to call all of his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. The dead in Christ will be raised and put on the imperishable and immortal bodies and be taken home to eternity, which has no end. The one who is coming has already come for you so that you might live. The Word became flesh and dwells on earth. He did dwell to suffer and die so that you may never die. And he continues to dwell among you in faith today. And on that last day, he will take you home to live with him in glory. Because where there is faith in Christ, there is also forgiveness of sins. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. And we close with Jude's prayer. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.